Welcome to Becoming Powerhouse, where we discuss the tough lessons I've learned while taking my two companies from negative revenue to over seven figures. We'll talk about the raw and vulnerable truths about being boss, as well as tips and strategies you can implement immediately for better business results. I'm your host, Nicole Overkamp, the founder and CEO of Wilcox Financial Group and Powerhouse Coaching. You can see links and other resources in our notes. Don't forget to head over to powerhousemoney.com to grab your free Power Bundle for business and subscribe to our newsletter. Now, let's dive in to today's episode. Hey, hey, powerhouses. So today I want to talk about morning routine. It is probably one of the topics that is talked about over and over again. I hear about it all the time when I listen to other podcasts. There's been dozens, probably hundreds of books written about it. But how many of us actually follow a morning routine? And not just like once in a while or you have a good week, but consistently on a disciplined basis. And I am probably one of the biggest believers in having a solid morning routine because I can tell you that I have been disciplined and consistent with the same morning routine probably for a good decade. And I also know how my life was before I had a morning routine, and it is day and night. In comparison to how I operated before, how I saw life before, how I felt before, my mood, my productivity, and compared to now. And when that routine gets disrupted, the rest of my day is usually a shit show. It's never as good as the days that I follow the same routine. So what is morning routine? And it can be different for everyone. There's not a specific structure, rule to follow, but what is important is that it is something that you can do daily. So what I always caution against when I'm coaching clients or they talk about what they're going to start doing tomorrow in their morning routine, and it's like 10 new things versus what they're currently doing now. And what you want to be careful of is, number one, don't set yourself up to fail, but number two, what do you need? What do you need to have a good day? And the reason I am such a proponent of a solid morning routine versus a solid afternoon routine or a solid evening routine is because your mornings are the only part of your day, the only part of your day that you can truly control. Because even though we can have good intentions to do the rest of our day as planned, stuff happens. We get interrupted. Life happens. A meeting runs over. Somebody cancels something. Inadvertently, a curveball is thrown your way. You get into a car accident. You know, God, I hope that doesn't happen quite often, but, it happens. Life happens. And so you can control your morning so much better than you can control the rest of your day. And really, like, how you start your day is kind of how you end your day, right? You start your day, you own your morning, you own the rest of your day. It sets the precedence and the stage. So what is it that you need to have a good day to feel good? So for me, it's waking up early. I love getting up early because a lot of other people aren't up, which means the world is quiet. I can focus, I can get a lot done, and just do the things that make me feel really good. So for me, I get up at 4:15 a.m. It used to be 5 a.m., but I learned that waking up at 4:15 gives me an extra 45 minutes of peace, solitude, and a minute to do more of what I want to do without feeling rushed. And I also noticed that my magic sleep number is between 6 and 7 hours. And when I get up at 4:15, I actually can fall asleep quicker and sleep more solid throughout the night. So test that with yourself. And you might need to try to get to a certain time if you want to wake up earlier and you're just not because you love sleeping and love hitting the snooze. My wake up time used to be 6 a.m. And then I kept inching it up, inching it up, inching it up, and just playing with what worked really well for me. But I didn't go from 6 a.m. to 4:15. I went from 6 a.m. to 5:45 to 5:30. So that's another thing to keep in mind is that if you do want to start waking up earlier to have more time or to do something that you can't fit in with your current schedule, 0 to 100 can set you up for failure. So inch it in, get used to it for a few weeks, a month, and then bump it up again. So there's another little life hack for you, because again, I have tried this, I have failed at it, and I have tried it again. And that has what has been the most powerful and impactful for me, is whenever I want to implement a new habit, whether it's mornings or anything else in my life, I try to do baby steps so that way I can make it part of my new lifestyle and I don't stop it. Because I think as women, one of the easiest things for us to do is stop doing the things that make us feel good, because we're so reliant or concerned rather on making sure we're showing up for everybody else, and then we tend to come last. So back to mornings. All right, now I wake up at 4:15 a.m. I say, before I get out of bed, I say three things that I'm grateful for. And then I tell myself how I want to feel that day. So if it is a day where maybe I have something to do that's really intimidating or scary, or it's just an ordinary day, I may tell myself something different. Like, for example, presentation that intimidates me in front of a big group of people, I'm going to tell myself, Nicole, you are going to crush this. Nobody knows this better than you. Everyone will love what you have to say. I tell myself that positive affirmation. If it's just an ordinary day, normal meetings, normal routines, I'll say, today is going to be a good day, make a positive impact. And again, then I'll get out of bed. And so one, reminding myself what I'm grateful for every single day just helps me maintain perspective, and it sets the mood. Gratitude for me is huge. I started doing this every single day, actually 6 years ago, because it's easy to get into that black hole. And then telling myself how I want to feel. Like, I want to set my mood for the day before my feet hit the ground. And then I turn on the coffee pot. I love caffeine. Can't have enough of it. I probably have about 6 to 8 cups every morning. I should maybe work on that. But for now, it's not the worst habit in the world, so I do it because I love it. So I turn on the coffee pot and I make breakfast. And then for the next usually 45 minutes or so, I eat breakfast. I enjoy my breakfast. It's always something really healthy and packed with nutrition. I actually eat the same thing every day, so I don't know why I'm talking like I pick a different healthy meal. I don't. I have an apple, yogurt, blueberries, and then a side of dark chocolate with protein. So I always mix it with collagen or something that has a lot of protein in it. The reason I do this is because, one, it doesn't make me feel too heavy or weighed down. It gives me a ton of energy and it's satiating. So it allows me to function well. I know that there are a lot of people out there who do the intermittent fasting, or maybe you have a keto coffee in the morning. Again, whatever works for you. For me, I need to eat, I need my caffeine, and I love to enjoy it over time. While I'm doing that, while I'm eating my breakfast, I'm reading the news. Because for my job and as a financial advisor, I need to know what's going on in the world. I need to know what to expect. I need to be prepared if clients ask questions. And it also helps me do a better job planning for them. Has anything changed in the news that I need to be aware of pertaining to financial planning or laws or small business, whatever the case may be? So I make sure that I study every single morning on something that can add value, not only to my knowledge and understanding, but then back to my clients. And then after that, I look at my day. I look at my day and I make sure that everything is still on track. I'm prepared. I know who I'm seeing. I remind myself. I also do this the night before. And then I check my email. And when I go through my email, what I'm doing is I'm, one, making sure there aren't any cancellations last minute or reschedules. And if there are, the first thing I do is, if there's a cancellation or a reschedule, I go to my to-do list. And in that cancellation spot, I put something in there that was on my to-do list. So that way it helps me be more productive and seek that appointment missed as a big opportunity to get shit done. After that, I go through the rest of my emails. I flag the ones that I need to respond to immediately when I get to the office. Sometimes I do it then, depending on when my first meeting starts. And then anything that I can delegate, I forward on first thing in the morning for the girls to handle when they come in. So that way, my email is also already clean. So by the time I'm in the shower, I have a full picture of my day. I know where the pockets of opportunity are to get extra things done. I've enjoyed my breakfast, I've practiced gratitude, and I'm just calm, like I'm feeling good. And then I take my shower and go to work and set up the day. That is my day every single day. I do the same thing when I travel. Caveat, once in a while, I'll go for a walk if I feel like walking, but most of the time, that's something I always do at night, no matter what. So for you and for many other people, it might be working out. It might be yoga. You may have something that you really want to do before you hear the words mom in the morning, whatever that is. So my challenge to you is to think about what your ideal morning would be and how can you set your day up for success. What are you missing in your life right now that you really need, that you know makes you feel good, that you've recently stopped doing? This is your reminder to put it in place. Remember that you are worth the effort and continue being the powerhouse that you are. Thanks so much for listening to Becoming Powerhouse. You can find all of the links to our site and resources in the show notes. Let's connect on Instagram at PowHerHouseMoney, and don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter at powerhousemoney.com. Remember, I want to connect with you. I want to hear your thoughts and help you with all the challenges you're having. So engage, send me a DM. And of course, if you're loving this podcast, let us know and go ahead and hit the subscribe button and leave a review.